Good evening. Welcome to the Full Moon Meditation for October. My name is Pat Krajovic, and I'm here with my partner, David, and we're going to guide you through a discussion and a meditation around a really fun topic called playfulness.
David? It's hard to imagine.
Isn't it? I mean, think about how we live. Most of us are work, 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 go, 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 do, do, do. How often do we laugh? Consider that. When have you ever had recently a good, hard laugh, a giggle, a belly laugh?
Or laughter that comes out of nowhere or nothing. You know, it's one thing to see something funny on a movie or read something funny, and that obviously is laughter. But we're talking about something even more profound that reflects what really is happening in your life. And that's the energy that connects down to what it's all about at the soul level.
You know, I was talking to my daughter, she lives in Philadelphia area, the other day, and she has a little baby who will be 2 in March, and her daddy was playing with her in the background. I could hear her going, da, 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 and then I could hear Paul say something back to her, and then she just giggled, it brought a smile to my face. It made me laugh. And you think about children and babies. I mean, they're just so spontaneous, and they see the joy in the simplest things, and they just giggle and laugh, and it's just lighthearted and fun and beautiful.
And, you know, laughter in those cases is, like Pat said, she started to laugh too. It's very contagious. And that's really where we're headed, is this lightheartedness that underneath all the world of form and the world of seriousness that society, you know, promotes us or wants us to be serious and take things seriously. So we conform to the norm. But if you can see underneath all of this seriousness of life, then you really see the truth, what's behind everything that's happening in the world of form. And that truth is, of course, that it's a divine plan that's being played out. And from that space, from that knowing that there is a divinity underlying everything, you can claim a great freedom. And from that freedom, you're no longer prisoned by the seriousness of life. Humor, laughter, playfulness just comes from anywhere. And every task takes on a lighter meaning or a lighter energy, so that there's more fun in it, and everything isn't so arduous or hard or burdensome. And I know we've all been there before, and that's what life is. We've got that Puritan ethic built into our DNA in America, that work hard and you'll have a good life. Work hard and you can achieve anything. It's the American dream, just work harder. Well, you know, that is true in a certain extent, but there's way more to it than that. And it's just not all about working hard, but what is the energy that you're being while you're doing? I'll say that again. What is the energy that you're being while you're doing? And the quality of that changes everything. And even when you're attached to the form, or you see others who are, because you understand the underlying sacredness of all of life, you can come not only with a playful attitude toward life, but when others have a problem, you can then approach it with more compassion and empathy.
You know, I think that's a good point, Dave. And I think most of us take life so seriously. Everything is a big deal. Everything is about work and getting things done and nose to the grindstone and accomplishing tasks. When do we think about lightening our spirit, lightening our hearts, and being like our kids? Just being in the moment and appreciating and enjoying and laughing, even at ourselves.
You know, and I think that's where Pat hit the nail on the head when she said about being in the moment. Because every child who is playing, if you can notice that, and you will see that they are totally enraptured by the moment. Just like Pat was talking about Ella, the two-year-old granddaughter, and you know she was so enraptured in the moment, and just full of giggles. And even as you get older, you know, children that can think about yesterday or tomorrow, you know, they don't worry about those sorts of things. They are fully playing in the moment, and that's the gift that can come to us.
I mean, watch a puppy. We have a little puppy named Oliver, and we were walking him today, and the leaves were blowing, and he was chasing the leaves and just bouncing and just in rapture with curiosity about these leaves that were blowing around. And we were giggling at him. I mean, think about the opportunities for lightheartedness, for playfulness, for joy, because it is about joy. So life can be heavy and oppressive and serious, or it can be playful and joyful and curious. I think I'm signing up for the latter.
Yeah, me too. No doubt about it.
You know, there's a great quote by George Bernard Shaw. He says, "We don't stop playing because we grow old." Now, this is really important, so listen up to the last part of this quote. "We grow old because we stop playing." Wow. I believe that. We grow old because we stop playing. When have you played last? When have you thrown a ball or run after a ball or just played a game or been playful?
Exactly, spontaneously playful. So we're going to tap into that energy tonight on our meditation and see if we can't clear some of the obstructive energies that society has put there and we bought into about how serious life is, and see if we can't open up to a little lighter energy, make life a little bit more fun, a little bit more playful, bring in some more laughter, because along with that comes many other gifts too.
And you know, one of the things I know about laughter is it's contagious. When you laugh or you hear someone else laugh, then you start to laugh. And when you start to laugh, the next person starts to laugh. And before you know it, everybody's laughing. I don't know if you've ever gone to a laughter yoga class, but I'll tell you what, it's a hoot. And before you know it, you are totally belly laughing and feeling so released from all of the burdens that you're carrying.
It is amazing to see people.
It is.
I have to admit, someone starts to laugh and someone else starts to laugh, and they're not laughing at anything other than laughter itself.
It is. And it's just, before you know it, everybody's laughing, and you just feel so light, like you just shed a big burden.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So let's get ready for the meditation and begin to just get comfortable in your seat. Relax, feel your body, the weight of it in the chair.
Your feet are anchored on the floor.
Your spine's
erect.
Thank you.
And you're breathing just very naturally. No effort, no tension in any of the muscles.
Take a deep breath in. Let it go. Take another deep breath in. But this time, let it go even further. Push even more air out. Let it go. Push it out. And now, take a fuller deep breath in. And let it go. And let's begin to connect the breath so there's no pause between the inhale and the exhale of our breath. Going in a circular manner. This just ramps up the energy, brings in a higher vibration energy, and takes you out of your head and places your mind in the present moment. So begin to breathe in that manner. Ah. while you're breathing, focus on what it feels like to have the air moving in and out of your lungs in a rapid manner. Keep the pace up. Keep the pace up. Focusing on the breath. And now as you're breathing, I will invoke for divine blessings. To the divine, supreme God, divine Father and Mother. To the angel of breath and all the angels of light. To the masters of light, the ascended ones, holy saints, spiritual teachers, guides, and higher soul, we call upon you to bless us with your divine energies of divine light, divine love, and divine will to disintegrate the seriousness that we have viewed life upon and to add a little playfulness in there, a little lightheartedness, a little more love and laughter. And just drop away this veil of toughness and seriousness and drama and control and manipulation that all comes by taking the approach and the attachment of the world of form and the seriousness that it all represents. Thank you for your blessings to lighten our energy body and disintegrate these energies, bringing more love and light and playfulness and joyfulness into our lives. So it is, we thank you in full faith. Amen. Continuing to breathe in a rapid manner, it is safe for me to breathe, and it is safe for me to let go. I breathe in life force energy, and I let go of the energy of seriousness, the energy of stiffness and structure, control and manipulation and difficulty and the belief that everything has to be hard for it to be worthwhile. I let go of it all.
I dance to the divine play of life. Life is easy. Life is fun. Life is full of joy and laughter and hope and promise.
And just breathe easily, surrender to the truth, and let go of any resistance you may feel in your body. Nothing will change unless you're first willing to let go. Just let go of it all. Just let go. I easily experience laughter and joy. I am playful, innocent, and free. And I live a life inspired from the source within. I live a life inspired from the source within. It is safe to let go of all resistance. It is safe to let my inner child come out and play. It is safe to be me as I truly am, without any masks, without any roles I have to play, just me, beautiful me. It is safe to be me.
I am playful. I am innocent. I am free. Free to be me. Free to let the child come out and be playful, to laugh at myself, to laugh at life. Free to be. I live my life with ease and grace, and I am playful. Now think back to a moment when you experienced playfulness and joy, and when you actually laughed or giggled about something. Hopefully it was recently, but it may have been way back. Put your attention on your solar plexus and think about a time when you felt happy and giggled and played.
And it may not have been yourself, but you may be witnessing this in another. And the key is to feel the feelings of the moment, what was happening in the moment, not in the world of form, but from a feeling standpoint. Connect into that feeling now. Let it come alive in your heart, in your solar plexus. Breathe it awake. It is safe to be playful. It's great to be playful. And I breathe awake that energy now. Connect to that experience and relive it right now. Let it grow and grow and grow in your memory and your experience and your feelings right now.
You might even sense that you're smiling.
Yeah. A little smile comes on your face. How sweet is that?
Feel that feeling fully.
I dance to the divine play of life. I am playful, innocent, and free. I easily experience laughter and joy. And I live life inspired from the source within.
I feel this laughter bubbling up in my belly. Feel peace. I am childlike. I am innocent.
Just revel in the childlike knowing that everything is right in the moment. Everything's right in my world. I don't have any problems because right now I am in the present moment.
And I am one with all of life. I'm in the flow.
Life flows through me.
Feel the peace of this moment.
And this peace always begins with me.
No matter what's going on outside of me, I am grounded, I am peaceful, I am happy.
And somewhere along the way, these energies have connected with your inner child, the child that all of us adults have pushed away. So let's see if maybe there's a little message that can come from the child. Be still, be silent, and listen. Listen to the voice within. And if there's a message from your playful inner child.
Allow it to surface now. Continuing to feel this joy in your heart, we say to the Supreme God, Divine Father, Divine Mother, to all the holy archangels, angels, and saints, spiritual helpers, teachers, gurus, and guides, and to my higher soul, We are so deeply grateful and we thank you for all of the blessings, for healing, for health, for abundance and prosperity, and for all the spiritual blessings, all of these priceless blessings. We are so grateful. Thank you in full faith. So be it, and so it is. Amen. Now beginning to return to a normal breath, feeling your fingers and toes, gently, gently returning your consciousness to this time and place. When you feel ready, open your eyes.
Some of you may have gotten a message from your inner child, and maybe you didn't. It doesn't really matter, because what was meant to happen, happened. And a lot of times, the way spirit talks to us is through other times and places. The question was asked, and the answer will come. So our recommendation is just be alert for it later on, that perhaps a message will come from your inner child, your inner playfulness, later on. So be alert, be aware of that. Anything is possible. I wrote an article about playfulness in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. You may or may not have seen it, but we're going to post it on the Global Breath website so you can take a look at it, because the affirmations, just a few of them, are in that article. You may want to use them throughout your day, as well as what are some of the other gifts that come by being playful. We talked about laughter and present moment awareness, but inspiration, compassion, bliss, and fearlessness are others.
And there's and peace.
More. And peace. We talked about peace. And there are more beyond that too, but this is a good foundation. You may want to check it out. It's at globalbreathinstitute.com.
And we'd love to invite you to our full moon meditation for November, and we're going to talk about gratitude. It's a perfect time because it's the month for Thanksgiving, and it would just play on that energy.
Absolutely. And one of the things with gratitude and Thanksgiving is that giving thanks is one of the three legs that the ascension breathing process stands upon when we begin that process. So it's kind of fitting as we go into that as well. And you can learn more about that as you learn more about ascension breathing, which is where we're headed. The Global Breath Institute, we're transitioning to a new form of breath work called ascension breathing. This is really just guided meditations, but there's a lot more to come, and we ask you to stay tuned with us and learn and explore. It'll be fun. So that's next month's meditation, and we're really glad you joined us for this month's meditation. If you'd like to reach out to us, our phone number is 734-416-5200, and you can reach me at dave@globalbreathinstitute.com. And in January, keep this on your calendar. We don't have a date yet, but we'll be rolling out the ascension breathing process at that time. I think that's about it, huh?
Thank you so much for being with us tonight. We are so deeply grateful that you chose to show up and do your work.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because as you change, the world changes. It begins with you. It begins with me. So thank you. We're just so, so happy.
Thanks. That's great. See you next month, everyone.
Namaste.